So here we are. We're looking back through the files of the Bunyip. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
It's good to be back here again in the basement of the Gawler Civic Centre. We're in the Gawler Cultural Heritage Research Centre, which is a bit of a mouthful, and they're very proud to have opened up their exhibition last night of the communication.
Going to have to...
Yeah,
talk about that. We did a recording last year with Jacinta.
Oh, did
about
you?
The exhibition, to do one on this one too.
Yes, well, it's here for 12 months and I look forward to having a browse through it.
Yes.
So they put a lot of effort. They started planning this one, I think, before the other one opened, the one that just closed. So over 12 months in the planning and preparation for it. So I'm really looking forward to seeing old phones. And if you go up into the cafeteria area, there's a mock-up of an old phone box there.
Oh, yes, I did see that. Yes, the old red phone box.
Yeah, the old phone box. And it's not a real one. It's actually been rebuilt because the real ones have got asbestos in them.
Oh,
and council couldn't bring an asbestos phone box into the building. Mm. So... it was actually cheaper to make a new one, or like a replica. So, thoroughly recommended. So, anyway, looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, May 10, 2023. And here we are 150 years ago. And we're back on gold again. We've talked about Lady Alice
up at Humbug Scrub.
Now we're talking about the Barossa Gold Fields. The tide of good feeling in favour of this land of promise continues to set steadily forward and up to the present time has shown no tendency to ebb.
Gosh.
As its most important feature, we give the lead in our notice to the Lady Alice Mine, or Goddard's claims. A considerable amount of interest has attended the operation this week of crushing the sample of about 8 carats?
CWT was carats, but I'm not sure.
Of broken quartz sent from this mine to Messrs. James Martin and Co. of the Phoenix Foundry. The result of the process was a handsome ingot showing a produce of a few grains over 10 ounces to the tonne. Oh, CWT is 100 weight.
Oh, okay.
Yes, right. C for 100.
Oh, yes, of course.
So the result of the process was a handsome ingot showing a produce of a few grains over 10 ounces to the tonne, the quality being expected by Mr. Thorup, the assayer, to prove 20 carats. Yes, so CWT, 800 weight.
Yep.
800 weight. How many is that? I should know, but I can't remember. Anyway, I'll hand it over to you to read 100 years ago.
So while Kay looks that up, I'll continue with 100 years ago. A shocking tragedy. A shocking tragedy occurred at the homestead of Mr. R. J. Martin of North Power near Gawler, Mrs. Martin being found suffocated beneath a fall of reet. Mrs. Martin was evidently at the stack to get grain for the fowls when the accident happened. It is surmised that she was gathering up grain from about the stack in the shed, and noticing that one of the lower bags had burst with scooping grain therefrom, forgetting that her actions were likely to upset the stability of the stack, which it did, 11 bags falling and crushing her to the floor and ultimately causing suffocation.
Oh, gosh.
That would be a relative of James Martin's. He had nephews. I don't think he had any sons. Or did he have one son? But he had a lot of nephews.
Yeah, I don't know much about James Martin.
I know
Martin's
there
family.
Is extended family. We had a friend that whose surname was Martin and said he was descended from one of the nephews of James Martin. So there was extended family here, and I'm assuming that would be one of the extended family.
Ah. 20 hundred weight to a ton. There you go.
Okay.
I had to find a converter on the...
Yes. So I'll pass this over to you.
Yes. I'm glad we sorted that out. It wouldn't have bothered me until 4 o'clock
tomorrow
morning.
Well, it's good to have that information. Yeah. It's good because people don't know any. I have no idea.
No. I've got 100 weight. It's like guineas. I remember what guineas are. 50 years ago, store open tomorrow. Clifton Shoemarts, a group of self-service stores operating in Victoria and South Australia, will open its Gawler store tomorrow at 114 Murray Street. The Gawler Shoe Mart, Previously, the Retrovision store is fully carpeted and the display allows the customer to see every shoe available. Each pair of shoes has the size and price clearly marked. A store spokesman said another big feature was payment for shoes at the checkout counter. It's like a supermarket.
Yes, it's that what modern that? Shoe shop.
The checkout counter. So which one was Retrovision? That where 114. That must be where the chemist is now, is it?
Retrovision? I don't know the numbers.
Yeah. Retrovision, 114 Murray Street. I'm going to have to
do another one.
Googling. Yes. How do we ever manage without Google on our phones?
I remember the old style shoe shop where you'd go and sit and be. There was one. It'd been in the family for, I think since about 1860s in Ballarat, polished wooden floors and the boxes of shoes. I don't think it had changed in that 100 years either. They'd measure your foot and...
Oh, yes.
And I think I probably do remember things like shoe marts opening up and they just...
Oh, it's Specsavers now. It's down from the Bunyip.
Yes, yeah, right.
So it's the Bunyip Telstra shop that's closed and Specsavers. There you go.
Mm.
Anyway, yeah, that's where we are.
Okay.
Now we've cleared that one up.
Yes.
What next?
25 years ago... Tourist trains to create boom. Tourist trains to the Barossa are now reality. Mm. Bluebird Rail Systems has commenced its regular tourist train services from Adelaide Railway Station. The trains will ferry 15,000 extra visitors to the Barossa each year, creating a 1 million boom. So it says boom up the top, and it's boom down here. I thought that was wrong when I read it. And 25 new jobs in the region. Transport Minister Diana Laidlaw has described it as one of the most important tourism ventures for South Australia for some time.
Mm, it'd be wonderful if it could happen, but now they've changed the gauge.
Yes, I think they ran for about a year, one season or something.
Did they? And they made a terrible loss, didn't they?
Yes, I think so. I think they ran at a big loss. So
such a shame, because, I mean, train travel from the city out to the Barossa would be fantastic.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about having a few glasses of wine and then driving home.
Yeah.
And, given that's what the Barossa was about.
And if you're a tourist, that's just a lovely way to travel.
Oh,
but
yes.
We've shut all of that off. Like, you can't get by train up to Mount Barker and disembark and then catch the Cockle train, like the one down to Strathalbyn. Is it Strathalbyn? Goolwa, and then the Cockle train. Like, you can catch from Mount Barker down and get onto the Cockle train, but the Mount Barker train doesn't link in with the service to Adelaide. That's a shame. It's a shame.
Yes.
Anyway, 10 years ago, accident magnet. A notorised Gawler Belt intersection remains a magnet for motor accidents, despite recent roadworks to improve traffic flow in the area. Local motorists have again voiced concerns about the intersection of Red Banks and Kentish Roads near Xavier College after a two-car collision last Wednesday during the school's morning peak hour. A 79-year-old Williston woman and a 42-year-old Hillbank woman were uninjured in the crash, one of several to have occurred at the busy intersection over the years. Kentish Road, that's down near the school, isn't it?
It's on the road out to Malala. I don't know which Kentish Road is.
It's past the school, I think. Yeah.
Mm. I know there's some nasty intersections around there still. And it's like one of the sort of mess that without major rebuilding, I don't know what they can do to fix it. It's not an easy.
As Mum used to say, rub it out and start again.
Yes, that's what you need to do sometimes. Yeah. So, on to the Gawler now and then. Centenary Parade, 1939. Celebration float presented by H.B. Cosbury in the Centenary Parade.
Wow. It's a float.
Yes, a float. So it's like the old-fashioned street parade.
Yep. Oh, and they still happen. We still have our
Christmas.
Christmas one in two worlds. Yeah. Very good.
Well,
that's us for this week.
And that is.
Until next week, happy listening.
Happy listening. Until next week, Kate.
For all life.